Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 Fan. Damn, glad to have you on a Friday. Boy, it just looks cold outside.
Yes, it does, but the sun's coming up today. That's good.
Yeah. Normally it does.
Every day. But usually if it's cloudy, I mean. Like, still we can see up. The sun. We can see it out there.
Thanks, Coach. The sun still comes
thank
up.
You.
I did just hit you with a thanks, Coach.
You did. That's fine. Well, you know, it comes up every day. Thank you. Yes.
That's right. Yeah.
You gonna wear your galoshes on Sunday outside in the snow? Are you gonna shovel like multiple times?
I don't know what that means. What's a galosh?
You don't know what galoshes
are? I thought
that
was like a Polish
boots.
Meal. Oh. Well, if you said boots...
Galoshes.
I don't know what that is.
You know what rubbers are?
Yeah, I don't use them anymore.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Okay, you should.
Confidence.
You don't have nice dress shoes on that you want to cover up?
Why would I wear dress shoes?
Well, when people,
I'm not wearing
people,
any shoes. I'm staying inside.
People used to dress and go to work. They put rubbers on.
Mm. That's doctors.
No. My dad used to wear rubbers all the time.
Well, there's a couple times he didn't.
A couple times, but most times he did. I remember him sitting there on the stairs putting his rubbers on.
You think Buck Irving wears rubbers?
Buck Irving.
No chance.
Is it Buck Irving? Is that what his name
Buck
was?
Rising.
Buck Rising.
Yeah. Who's Buck Irving?
I don't
Tampa
know.
Bay's running
back. Oh, yeah,
running
Bucky
back.
Irving.
Yeah, Bucky Irving, right?
Sports geek.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. No, I love watching people in my neighborhood that will go out there periodically throughout the day and keep shoveling.
Oh, my wife will do that.
But it's a good strategy because, like, you could do, like, you know, 2 to 3 inches a time, or you can wait till we get the full 9 inches and really struggle.
Is it a good strategy, though?
To say out loud.
I mean, I don't know what the right strategy is to go out
buy
there and
a
do
snowblower.
It all. I just got one. Like I told you, we just got one the other day. Emily gave us one. She's like, I'm not going to use the snowblower. I'm like, it never snows. We'll take it fine. Oh, my God, a blizzard is coming. So I don't know if you go out and shovel multiple times. Or you just do it. The worst is when the plow comes, and then you got to go out there and move all that crap. That's the worst.
Somebody says Tyreek Hill does not wear rubber.
No. But he lives in Miami. He doesn't need them.
But he wears Chiefs pants.
He does, yes, in his latest video. Yeah.
That's right.
Sad man. Very sad individual.
Okay. Friday, 8 o'clock. Wow, it's already 8 o'clock. We only have an hour and 40 minutes left. Script time. I don't know who wants to go first. Bob's name's first on the list.
I'll let Matt go first today.
Oh.
All righty. Switching it up here.
Yeah.
I like it.
Dr. Mackenstein, what's in the script?
Well, first off, I think we all know, Bob, you've opined earlier in the show how Andy Reid should be coach of the year. One of the reasons is he excels in these moments, man.
Opined.
Back against the wall. Yeah, you like that?
Mm-hmm.
My lexicon is expanding. Mm-hmm. At the moment.
Lexicon. Yeah. He drives a Lexus and has a lexicon.
He excels in these moments, right? When his back is up against the wall, he knows what these players' strengths are, but he also clearly knows what Carson Wentz's weaknesses is. He's going to be very good at putting him in situations where the strengths show, the weaknesses go away. Even if it's Carson Steele, Wanya Morris, Kingsley, whoever's blocking for him, who's ever on the field with him, Andy Reid knows how to get the best out of these guys.
You think they'll let Wanya play this week?
I think it'll be at the right side. Yeah, right
side.
They
better let him play.
Yeah, exactly.
He needs
a lot
the
of
work.
People.
I don't
want
to see Tooney.
No,
that
exactly.
That man rest.
Wanya right side, Caliendo left side, and then, yeah, I guess DJ gets some work at the left tackle.
Oh, left tackle. Okay, I thought you were bouncing Caliendo at the left tackle.
Stay left guard. If it ain't broke,
I mean,
don't
I know he can
it.
Do Madden and all, but I don't think he can play left tackle.
Mm. So you're going to see Carson Wentz get the ball out quickly, efficiently, avoiding those sacks, getting rid of before he gets pressured. And you see a couple deep balls, rip it with his big arm. The most skilled backup in the league gets a start on Sunday. Went through it last night on After Hours. Mm. At least 8 teams that he could start for right now that he's better than the starting quarterback in.
Arizona.
Chicago. Just going through Bob's list. Yeah.
Carolina.
I think the defense, no, not Carolina. I think the defense plays really well, and FAU makes a big play. Hometown kid, first-round pick last season. Time for him to show up. He's going to get the start. He's going to get reps in a year where he could have gotten more. He didn't. This is a time for him to show up. Chiefs lose. It's close. 24-20.
Wow, you're a hater. Dusty, you go ahead.
Okay. This game is that Bo Nix game that he needs to have. He needs to win with a good amount of confidence in this game. He's at home in front of a crowd that is his supporters against a team that is the sufficient, you know, solidified team in his division. And the playoffs are on the line. I know they don't necessarily have to win to get in, but if they don't win, they don't control their own fate. If you want to have a team and a fan base really believe in what you can do in the future, or believe. If you know who Bo Dallas is, you get that. Either way, wrestling nerd. But I think this is a Bo Nix game. This is a game where his over-under in yards passing is 225.5. That's a big number against the Chiefs defense. It's going to be resting some starters, but there's still Spagnuolo on the sideline. He's still going to send these guys in the packages that he does with his starters. So I think this is a big Bo Nix confidence game. They're 10.5-point favorites.
Again, that's crazy.
I can't emphasize this. They are 10.5-point favorites against the Chiefs. The Chiefs don't get blown out. I'm sorry. They just don't. I want to see him. I don't think they're going to cover that. The Chiefs will cover that spread easily, I think. If they do lose, it'll be by a field goal, but I don't see them losing either. I think we see a lot of the Carson and Carson tandem. I think both guys are going to score. I think Carson Wentz is going to get a rushing touchdown because, hey, it ain't Mahomes.
We may see a quarterback sneak.
Andy Reid can QB sneak now. The hell with your knees, Carson. I don't mind those. I think Carson Steele also gets in to show that he should be a Pro Bowl.
Solidify that Pro Bowl,
right?
Alternate. Yeah.
So I think both Carsons score. Andy can finally run the ball with the QB sneak, so that's where you get a touchdown with your quarterback. I like Bo Nix to turn the ball over at some point in the second half. Again, guys, he's a rookie. Never seen before. This is a lot of pressure on this game.
How much more pressure is going to be on Bo Nix if Cincinnati wins on Saturday night, too?
I mean, it's a big game. I can't emphasize that enough. I think he does turn the ball over in the second half to a guy we've never heard of for the defense. I don't know who that guy is, but I think Carson Wentz scores. I think Carson Steele scores, and I think Mr. Moneybags DeAndre Hopkins gets his touchdown this week because there is a nice incentive on that touchdown. That, my friends, is the final score, which will lead to 24-21. The Chiefs win in Denver and crush their dreams because for years it was Peyton Manning. Now it's not Patrick Mahomes. Oh, my God, Carson Wentz is going to go in there and beat you and knock you out of the playoffs.
Yeah, that's right. And Cincinnati, or no, let's say Miami gets in.
Oh. Let's see, they can go play Buffalo and get mollywopped by about 40 points.
Playing a game that they have no interest in being.
Well, it'll be negative 10. It'll be on the road against a good team. Right. Yeah, Miami will lose.
And it'll be one of those games. Like, remember when the Chiefs like backdoored in 06 and had to go to Indianapolis and then got beat by the Colts in the playoffs? They shouldn't have been there. It's like, we don't really want to be in this game. We'd rather be on vacation. Miami would get housed in that game.
Yes.
Miami would get housed in that game. All right, for me, this is one of the hardest scripts that I've had to figure out over the course of this season because it's not obvious this week. And for me, I know it's the final regular season game, and I'm going to take a page not from Mitch and say it's a meaningless game for the Chiefs. But for Carson Wentz, it means everything in this game. I think Andy Reid is going to showcase Carson Wentz all afternoon. We'll see why Andy really is that true players coach and why he does these little things that give his players the love that they have for him. He's going to go out there and showcase Carson Wentz so he can get a contract this offseason. Anybody that's close to any sort of incentive is going to get targeted and get the ball so they can cash in. And he will put Carson Wentz in situations that do make him look awesome this weekend. He'll make people after this game saying, man, if Mahomes gets hurt, it's okay. We got Carson Wentz. I can hear that right now. Wentz will then sign a contract this offseason to be a starter with another team. Since I'm not sure the names of many of the players that are playing on Sunday, I'm going to say the Broncos keep it close, but the Chiefs do pull away late 35-0.
Pull away late 35-0.
That's right.
Shocker.
Nice.
So you have Denver winning?
I know.
Remember the last time you picked the Chiefs to lose a game?
And they won.
Who was that? Week
Atlanta.
Two?
Week three.
Yeah, week three. Is that the last time you picked against
the
Chiefs?
Last time. Yeah. First and only.
From the 816. Mac, you're fired.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Said it would be close.
Anti-Chiefer Mac from the 573.
You are an anti-Chiefer.
Let's get toxic on the text line. I don't know. I just really think that Andy gets a little juiced up in these games.
I agree.
I don't know what it is. Like, it's just
no,
like,
I agree.
That's why I think Carson Wentz is going to have a big game. Because Andy's like, I'm going to show that he's better than, what did you say, eight quarterbacks in this league?
I think there's eight quarterbacks, yeah. That
Caleb, Kyler, Bryce Young.
Would you rather have Wentz over Kyler Murray? Serious question, Clark.
No.
Okay.
No.
Would you?
Don't swing the pendulum too hard.
No, because Kyler's younger, and I think if he can,
he's way more athletic.
What if Carson Wentz goes for 350 this weekend and four touchdowns?
Okay. He's going to get the bag.
He's going to be the next Matt Flynn, right?
Oh, God, I hope not. Matt Flynn was such a false prophet.
He was, but this league is so desperate
for
good quarterbacks.
From the text line, Mac is Richard of the week.
Damn it.
Wow, stealing mine.
No, this game for me with Andy Reid, maybe I'm wrong. I can speak to the video game crowd, but when you're just kicking everybody's ass in Madden, sorry, Mitch, but when you're beating everybody in Madden, sorry for cussing. Sorry, brother.
He's in eighth grade. He's heard it.
Oh, I'm sure. My eighth grade coach cussed me out. Shout out Dave Pollard.
You were allowed to back then. Now you can't.
No, literally, it's a true story. My coach cussed me out in basketball practice in front of everybody.
My eighth grade coach was a drunk who was doing, community service coach of the team, we found out years later.
I didn't know I was a basketball coach in eighth grade. But no, I think when you have these guys that play Madden that are so much better than you, or maybe it's FIFA, or maybe it's NBA, whatever it may be, college football, and it's like, hey, let's play again, but I get to pick your team, and you can't be team A, B, or C. Like, you can't be Texas, can't be Ohio State, can't be Oregon. You got to go be Boise State.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to play against, the other big team because it's just not fair. And then when you get to play with that team, you're like, oh, I get to run the ball with Ashton Jeanty now and get to see what he can do in a screen pass. That to me is like Andy Reid. He gets to play like with a squad that he doesn't get to choose, but yet he still elevates his game because it's more interesting because it's not the norm.
Yeah, it's going to be definitely different for Andy. There's no question. I think he's going to like using the quarterback sneak. Whoever brought that one up, I think it's a good one as well. But of course, Andy's looking fun.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hi, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. We've helped over 20,000 wedding parties get suited up. And here's the deal. You don't need to rent a suit. For about the same price, you can own one that's perfectly tailored for you. Over 60% of our business comes from referrals because we make it so easy. Whether your groomsmen live nearby or out of state, we've got everything covered. Trust me, this is the easiest part of planning your wedding. Stop by Nick's Menswear and let us show you why we're the fastest growing suit company in the country. Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Forward to this game. Of course he is, because it's another game on the schedule.
And he already told us he looks forward to the challenge.
He does.